The Traveler's Journal, June 8th. Taking Time at Taliesin. Frank Lloyd Wright ranks high on the list of the last century's most influential architects. Born this day in 1867, Wright developed radically new designs and building styles based on natural forms. Over his prolific 70-year career, Wright designed both commercial buildings and residential homes. Like Fallingwater, his masterpiece in the Laurel Highlands of southwest Pennsylvania, Wright's homes were characterized by low sweeping roof lines hanging over long walls of windows, open rooms, and a massive masonry fireplace at the home's heart. For 50 years, Wright conducted architectural experiments on his family's 600-acre estate in the rolling green hills of southwest Wisconsin. Wright, whose tempestuous personal life augmented his notoriety, designed and built three homes for himself on the estate. The first two were destroyed by fires, but the third grew and evolved over the last three decades of his life into a 37,000-square-foot canvas for his architectural vision. Wright named his home Taliesin, a Welsh word meaning shining brow, because he sited it just below the top of a hill. Since the house and its studio manifest the idioms of Wright's residential architecture, those who revere his work regard Taliesin as a kind of Mecca. His house and grounds were declared a National Historic Landmark and open to the public. Visitors can now see the studio with Wright's original open floor plan. Tours are offered 7 days a week from May through October. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.